KJAN Sports. It's time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's check sports this morning. Just recapping some of the weekend activity. State championships were held in the cross-country meet up at Lakeside Municipal Golf Course in Fort Dodge on Saturday. The Atlantic boys cross-country team finished 14th overall in the team competition, the Trojans notching a 280-point total in that race. Individually, Craig Allen Becker finished in 20th place with a time of 16 minutes, 45.3 seconds. Dallas center Grimes won the team title with 109 points. Quinton Orr of Humboldt was the individual champion. Also for Atlantic, Bradley Dennis with a 39th place finish. Evan Brummer was 59th. Also locally, Trey Gross of Harlan placed 7th overall. In the girls' Class 3A race, Atlantic's Taylor McCready finished 35th overall with a time of 19 minutes, 55.6 seconds. Adriana Catcher of Center Point Urbana was the individual champion. The 3A girls' team champion was Ballard. They had 57 points. Also in the area, Braylon Baker of Creston placed 14th overall. Harlan's Lucy Borkowski placing 19th in that race. ACGC's Kate Crawford took third in the Class 2A Girls State Cross Country meet, while West Central Valley's Loudon Foster took fourth in the 2A Boys race. Crawford ran a time of 19:05.9 to finish third. The Chargers finished fifth in the team race. Riley Sloss was 10th overall, and Kirsten Kanabe was 19th for the Chargers. Panorama's Ella Waddle finished fifth. Foster ran 16 minutes, 25.2 seconds to grab fourth overall in the boys' race. The Trainer boys' team finished 15th. They had 307 points. The Cardinals' top finisher was Cole Dooley. He was 25th. The Nottoway Valley boys' cross-country team scored 107 points as they finished second in the 1A state cross-country meet. Josh Bowdler led the way with an individual state title. He won the race at 16 minutes, 11 seconds. Madrid took the team championship with 74 points, led by Jason Renzi's runner-up finish. Also for Nottoway Valley, Tyler Braheny was 17th, Toby Bauer placing 22nd, Ben Braheny was 27th, and Doug Berg placing 40th overall. St. Albert finished 7th, and Tri-Center was 11th in the team standings. The Falcons' Bennett Heisterkamp finished 3rd overall with a time of 16:33. The Logan Magnolia girls' cross-country team capped off their strong season with their ultimate goal of a Class 1A state team championship. The Panthers notched 112 points for the win. Hudson was second with 133. AHSTW was third with 142 points. Nottoway Valley placed eighth with 198 points. Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center capped off a great season with a state championship, running a time of 18 minutes, 45.4 seconds to take home the gold. Also for the Panthers, Taylor Sporer placed 7th. Kylie Morrison was 9th. Violet Lapke, 10th. Courtney Sporer placing 20th. For the Lady Vikes of AHSTW, Ryan Porch was 4th overall. Chloe Falcon placing 11th. Julia Cook was 31st. And Holly Heppner placing 57th. Jade Draymond, 59th overall in that Saturday race. Well, the girls' varsity state swim meet qualifying competition was held Saturday afternoon in Johnston. Locally, members of the Atlantic Lady Trojan swim team, coached by Dean Junker and assistant coach Jennifer Miller, will move on to state competition in 6 events. The girls' state swimming meet will be held on Saturday, November 8th in Marshalltown. Atlantic senior Anna Maria Lowry placed 17th in the 200-yard freestyle. She also placed 24th in the 500 freestyle. Lewis Central's Audrey Bach came in 19th in the 200 in the women's 50 freestyle. Senior Claire Christensen placed 8th. She also placed 8th in the 100 freestyle. Carroll sophomore Jenna Currier was 15th in the 50-yard event. In the women's 100 butterfly, Carroll junior Malia Axman came in 16th. In the women's 100 freestyle, Atlantic's Claire Christensen placed 8th. Jenna Currier of Carroll was 13th. Anna Maria Lowry came in 24th in the 500 freestyle. The 200 freestyle relay team of Aaliyah Hermanson, Kate Landis, Lowry, and Christensen earned a spot in the state event with the 12th fastest time. And the 400 freestyle relay team of Hermanson, Alexis Reynolds, Lowry, and Christensen were 16th fastest overall on Saturday. A regional volleyball postseason action continues tonight in the larger classes in 3A, 4A, and 5A. Those regional volleyball finals will be this evening. All these matches start at 7 o'clock tonight. Among them, in Class 3A Region 2 in Storm Lake, Kemper Catholic will face off against Humboldt. In Class 3A Region 3 here in Atlantic, it'll be Red Oak facing off against Des Moines Christian. In Class 4A Region 1, Sergeant Bluff-Luton will play Carroll tonight. That'll be at Sergeant Bluff. Also in Class 4A Region 2, Lewis Central will be at home facing Glenwood for the right to go to state. And in Class 5A Region 1, Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln will have a home match tonight against Ankeny Centennial for a state tourney bid. In the NFL on Sunday, Harrison Butker drilled a 44-yard field goal as time expired to send the Chiefs past the Vikings 26-23. Leaving both teams at 6-3. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Butker also hit a 54-yard field goal late in the fourth quarter, tying the game and matching his career long. Matt Moore threw for 275 yards and a touchdown while starting his second straight game in place of Patrick Mahomes. Houston beat Jacksonville 26-3. Also, Philadelphia over Chicago 22-14. Buffalo beat Washington 24-9. Pittsburgh over Indianapolis 26-24. Miami beat the New York Jets 26-18. Carolina beat Tennessee 30-20. Seattle over Tampa Bay in overtime 40-34. Oakland beat Detroit 31-24. Denver over Cleveland 24-19. The LA Chargers beat Green Bay 26-11. Baltimore down New England 37-20. Well, the weekly Associated Press top 25 college football poll out late yesterday. LSU, again this week, is on top of that poll with 17 first-place votes. Alabama got 21 first-place votes, and they were just 7 voting points behind in second place. Ohio State also a close third. They were just 5 voting points behind Alabama with 17 first-place votes. Clemson is fourth this week. They got 7 first-place votes. Penn State is number 5. Georgia, Oregon, Utah, Oklahoma, and Florida round out the second 10. Also from around the region, Baylor is number 11 this week. Minnesota is in at number 13. Michigan is 14. Notre Dame is 15. Wisconsin is up 2 spots to number 16. Iowa is up a spot to number 18, while Kansas State is at number 20 in this week's poll. Iowa and Wisconsin will battle at Camp Randall this Saturday. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. The first college football playoff standings of the season will be out this week. They come out on Tuesday. Also in college football news, Florida State has fired second-year football coach Willie Taggart less than 24 hours after the Seminoles lost to rival Miami, and with the team in danger of missing a bowl game for the second consecutive season. Taggart was 9-12 with the Seminoles, who won the national title in 2013 and have been in a free fall for the last 3 seasons. The Seminoles have not been ranked this season and were 0-5 against rivals Miami, Florida, and Clemson under Taggart. In baseball news, the Cubs have exercised a $16.5 million option for next season on first baseman Anthony Rizzo, and they declined options on right-handers Brandon Morrow, Tony Barnett, and Kendall Graveman. Rizzo won his 3rd Gold Glove on Sunday. He agreed in 2013 to a 7-year, $41 million contract that included 2 club options. He would have received a $2 million buyout if that option had been declined. In addition to the Gold Glove, Rizzo hit .293 with 27 homers and 94 RBIs this year. The Royals have declined their half of Alex Gordon's $23 million mutual option for 2020, allowing the outfielder to become a free agent. A 3-time All-Star and 6-time Gold Glove winner hit .266 with 13 homers and 76 RBIs this year for the rebuilding Royals. The Nationals have exercised 2020 options on lefty closer Sean Doolittle and outfielder Adam Eaton. And racing, Kevin Harvick has won the Fall Cup race at Texas for the 3rd year in a row while taking one of the championship-contending spots at NASCAR's season finale in 2 weeks. Harvick started from the pole and led 120 of 334 laps in the number 4 Ford for Stewart Haas Racing. He took the lead for the 7th and final time on lap 255 and finished 1.5 seconds ahead of teammate Eric Almirola. Playoff contender Joey Logano finished 4th at the 1.5-mile Texas track to stay in title contention. Playoff contenders Denny Hamlin and Chase Elliott had accidents that put them deep in the field. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.